Yes, the world could be one. Everybody should be listening to the Kenny Hodge podcast, whether it be the podcast or the postal podcast. Good morning. This is your podcaster, Ken Hodge. And I want to say to the postal employees that I am with on a day-to-day basis, things are starting to get a little different in the work environment. I prognosticated to you earlier that this would happen. And what's happening is, again, the post office continually expects more with less. Now, it's really not a bad business model, but that's not the base for what this organization was founded on. This organization we call the United States Postal Service was founded on the base that we would provide mail service to the United States of America and surrounding countries. That's our base. Somewhere down the line, it got twisted to the point that we left the service industry alone and began to become a production industry without ever changing the base. Does that make sense? We've got a base that says we are a service industry, but we have upper postal management who thinks that we are a production organization. And I tell you now, and I will tell you forever, the two will continue to clash, and the end result will be additional work responsibilities put on the employees because additional productivity responsibility are being put on the SDOs because overall tour responsibility, in addition to what should be expected, is being put on the MDOs, and all that comes from one or two places. Because those are the decisions that come down from the top, then just for a minute, I speak to the postal supervisor, and I say to the postal supervisor, again, because I've walked in your shoes, I understand your dilemma. See, the postal supervisor's dilemma right now is I have to, and don't take this wrong, I have to please my boss, but at the same time, I know what my boss is asking me to do is some bullshit. But I have to do it. Because here's the alternative. I could understand that it's not going to happen without some unnecessary rash atmospheres existing in the work environment. I could understand that that's not going to happen inside with the employees. But then that puts me against my boss. And that supervisor probably likes the employees. I'm not going to say anything different, but not to the point where I'm going to jeopardize my job. Now, let's for a second think about, or I'm going to speak as an employee, as a craft member. Listen, United States Postal Service, I'm going to come here and give you the best that I can give you, but all this, you breathing down my neck, all that's going to do is create an unproductive work atmosphere. Now, I'm sorry that your boss don't understand there's less people here. I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry that your boss don't understand, hey, we doing the best we can do. If it is, it is, and if it isn't, it isn't. I don't know how to say anything to address that directly, but I'm sorry because they put that pressure on you. But that don't put that pressure on me. Now, that doesn't come to me. If I'm here doing the best I can do, then that's what it is. Now, if you think you have a better way to show me how to do something, then let's talk about it. But a whole lot of unnecessary pressure. You see, right now, when we are at work, you got to understand the job that you signed up for, that job does not require if you have 5 free seconds that you should be assigned another job. That's not the job at the post office, folks. And that only, that type of mentality, that type of thinking is only going to last a short time until injuries begin. You just can't keep moving and shifting people around like they're checkers on a checkerboard. I would have said chessboard, but that requires a little more thought process. Now, let's talk about a new class of employee being introduced into the Postal Service, and that is an MPA, acronym for Mail Processing Assistant. Now, this class of employee, the National Postal Mail Handlers Union at the headquarters level should be very interested in what's happening right now. And that is the Postal Service believes, and I've talked to enough managers to understand, they believe that an MPA is an employee hired by the post office that can work in either craft. And basic common sense tells anybody who's been around our unions, that can't be. And before I break down the position of MPA, let me tell you why it can't be. If you introduce a class of employees into the Postal Service that now works both unions, what you're really doing is you are starting, the post office that is now beginning to start the trend that all employees will be hired with dual classification. Latent function there, we don't need two unions anymore. If all employees can switch crafts, why would you need a APW and an MPMHU? And let me tell you why I decided to describe or put this analogy in that manner. Because I want you to understand that the MPA, Mail Processing Assistant, is not a part of the mail handler's craft, because I do not believe that the mail handler craft would give up that type of autonomy to the Postal Service. So again, if you have an employee who is now authorized to work both crafts. Now, don't get me wrong. I understand they are short-term employees. Let's just say we call them pilot employees or test employees. But if they are successful, they, again, being the post office, if they are successful with introducing a class of employee that both unions and management accept, or the notion that this employee can work between two crafts, it is the beginning to the end of multiple unions in the post office. And I'm sure no union president wants to have his union dissolved into another union, because unfortunately it only leaves room for one president. Now, To make a long story short, or to condense the story, understand this. The position MPA, again, Mail Processing Assistant, what that position does for the APWU is the same thing that an APWU casual would do. In other words, it's the same position as a casual, with the exception that they have short-term employment contracts, I think you would call it. But at no point does it allow that short-term employee to perform mail handler work. At no time. And again, if you talk to postal management, I'm willing to bet you that 9 out of 10 postal managers you talk to, those who have at least heard of the position, will tell you that that position is designed to be used as mail handlers or clerks. And once they get Once postal management gets that locked into their head, changing it is real close to impossible. It would sort of be like trying to get them to utilize the overtime desire list properly. I mean, something simple, but it would be so hard for them to do. Once we allow them to get into the set pattern of believing MPAs are clerks and mail handlers. And I don't know if unions want to fight that fight. I see a lot of questions being asked on Facebook and places of that type of media, but I don't see a whole lot coming out of other places. Again, if we allow that, and when I say allow that, if we sit by and let it happen, it doesn't matter that we didn't sign an agreement. If we sit by and allow that to happen, or to allow that process, and the process of allowing MPAs to perform mail handler and clerk work, if we allow that process to get momentum, then what's going to happen is you're going to start hearing phrases like past practice. Oh, let's throw that in another RI-399 file and we'll hold on to it for about 20 years. I'm simply saying something we need to look at and look at with aggressive attention. If you are postal management, I have to say, from my perspective, great move. I hope our union is responsive enough with an immediate response that stops this nonsense from happening. Hey, have a great day. And as always, this is Ken Hodge sharing my point of view with you on the podcast.